Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of January, Saturday morning. And I want to talk this morning about the blood of Christ and the significance of the blood of Christ. You know, we're told in Scripture that Satan will come as an angel of light, seeking whom he may devour. Satan tries to replicate everything that's pure and holy. He is a great deceiver, and he is for destruction. He sets to seek and destroy. But Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. And the way that Christ did it was by the perfect sacrifice of himself on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. We're told in 1 Peter 1:9, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Why is there so much preoccupation with those who worship the devil with child sacrifice and animal sacrifices? They're trying to replicate the only true, perfect, holy sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ of himself. Hebrews 9:14, how much shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And so we see in Hebrews, it's a great book about the atonement. And it tells us that the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sins. But Christ, through his precious blood, atoned for the sins of his people. 1 Peter 1:2, we're told, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, through sanctification of the Spirit and obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the blood of Christ, there is no remission of sins. And so that's why these perverts and pedophiles and people that are into child sacrifices and drinking blood, every other kind of abominable thing, try to replicate the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which can never be replicated. Revelation 1:5 tells us, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We don't hear a lot about the blood of Christ. We hear all about these evil, satanic Satan worshipers who are into child sacrifice and kill animals and everything else and drink blood. But we need to hear more about the blood of Jesus Christ. And remember in the Old Testament, they did the animal sacrifices as a looking forward to the coming of Christ when he would shed his blood. And there's only one true blood that can take away the sins. Hebrews 9:12, again, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, obtaining eternal redemption for us. Well, I'm glad for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I'm glad that he paid the perfect sacrifice for our sins. And I'm glad that we don't have to go to any other false source to try to gain remission of our sins. So this morning, let us realize that Jesus Christ, when he hung on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, and they pierced his side, and out came both blood and water. When the crown of thorns was placed on his head, when he was nailed in his hands and his feet, for he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we are healed. We used to sing a song, there is power, power, power in the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you o'er evil the victory win? There's power in the blood. So this morning, let us remember that there's only one perfect sacrifice for sin, and that is Jesus Christ shedding his blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. May the good Lord go with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.